This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Armed kidnappers have taken 140 students from their boarding school in northwestern Nigeria, according to local officials on Monday. Attackers opened fire on the Bethel Baptist High School in Kaduna State early Monday, abducting most of the 165 pupils boarding there overnight. Teachers at the school told reporters they don't know where the students were taken. Police in Kaduna State said they have rescued 26 people, including one teacher. Monday's abduction is one of many recent kidnappings, usually for ransom, that have hit schools in northern Nigeria. Late last month, gunmen attacked a school in the northwest state of Kebbi, abducting at least 80 students and teachers. Amnesty International reports about 600 schools in northern Nigeria have closed as a result of persistent attacks since late last year. Nigerian authorities have faced increased criticism over the kidnappings, one of the country's many security challenges, including the Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast and a growing separatist movement in the southeast. A United Nations report says Venezuelan security forces carried out fewer extrajudicial killings for almost a year beginning last June, but it accuses them of a continued pattern of torture or cruel treatment of individuals, as well as enforced disappearances and incommunicado detentions. The report from the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights released Monday calls on the government of President Nicolas Maduro to cease the use of excessive force during demonstrations. It also calls for the dismantling of pro-government armed civilian groups and ensuring effective and independent investigations of all killings by security forces. Maduro's government issued a statement rejecting the report, saying it was filled with fallacious content. This is VOA News. Four people have been found dead in the aftermath of a landslide in the Japanese resort city of Atami, according to officials there. By Monday, roughly 1,500 emergency workers were digging through rubble in a neighborhood of the central seaside city. They were desperately searching for survivors. Saturday's landslide was triggered by several days of torrential rain, which forecasters said was more rainfall than Atami usually records for the entire month of July. Roughly 80 people are still missing, though authorities are still trying to confirm their whereabouts and are hoping that some were elsewhere during the disaster. As many as 130 homes and buildings were destroyed. Atami is a resort city 90 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. It's known for its hot springs. It sits above a bay on a steep slope. The disaster comes just days before the opening ceremonies of the Tokyo Olympics, which has been overshadowed by the rising number of COVID-19 infections across the nation. France's champagne industry group on Monday blasted a new Russian law that forces foreign producers to add a sparkling wine reference to their bottles of champagne and called for the halting of exports of the bubbly drink to Russia. The law, signed by Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday, requires all foreign producers of sparkling wine to describe their product as such on the back of the bottle, though not on the front, while makers of Russian Champenskoye may continue to use that term alone. The French champagne industry group called on its members to halt all shipments to Russia for the time being and said the name Champagne refers to the region in France where the drink comes from, had legal protection in 120 countries. The United Nations Special Rapporteur to Belarus likened the country to a totalitarian regime on Sunday. Anaïs Morin urged authorities to release over 500 people whom rights groups consider political prisoners. She cited the case of jailed journalist Roman Pratasevich, whose Ryanair flight from Greece to Lithuania in May had been diverted to land in Minsk, where he was immediately arrested. OPEC Plus ministers called off oil output talks on Monday after clashing last week when the United Arab Emirates balked at a proposed 8-month extension to output curbs, meaning no deal to boost production has been agreed. On Sunday, Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman called for compromise and rationality to secure a deal after 2 days of failed discussions last week. But today, four OPEC Plus sources said there'd been no progress and the talks had been called off with no new date being set. Via remote, I'm Marissa, VOA News.